Now, the rest of the story. In the summer of 1609, Jamestown Colony was struggling for survival. So from Plymouth, England, was dispatched a fleet of ships to the rescue. They bore supplies and additional colonists. 9 vessels in all, the flagship of the fleet was the Sea Venture. A transatlantic voyage took many weeks in those times, and for many weeks all was quiet. But then one Monday late in July, a hurricane struck. The fleet, which had been sailing in tight formation, was suddenly widely scattered. Now the magnificent flagship Sea Venture was alone in a swirling ocean cauldron and cowering beneath a glowering sky. Aboard the Sea Venture was Colonial Secretary-elect William Strachey. It's his descriptions of the days that followed that comprise one of the most vivid and terrifying accounts in all maritime history. Strachey called it a hell of darkness that descended upon them. He told of the relentless roaring winds that stirred the seas and pounded their ship. He related that over the next 24 hours, no one could imagine the weather becoming more violent, yet it continued to become more violent. The mountainous seas seemed to swell above the clouds, he said, and the rain seemed more like a river flooding the air. There was not a moment in which the sudden splitting of the ship was not expected, he recorded. Totally at the mercy of the storm, the Sea Venture would first be driven 30 miles without an inch of sail, then stopped dead by the raging water, as though she had been caught in a net, only to be driven onward again by the blasting wind. The 150 aboard worked day and night without sleep or food. By Friday morning, the fifth day of windy, watery hell, all had abandoned hope and prepared to perish. It was just then that the cry of someone on the Sea Venture was heard. Even above the howling wind, the voice was heard, the voice of Sir George Somers, Admiral of the Fleet, and the word he shouted that shattered the darkness was, "Land!" Well, as best he could, Somers guided the Sea Venture straight toward the eerie silhouette in the distance, but before reaching shore, they struck a reef. The passengers and the crew prayed the vessel would hold. She did. For the rest of the day, dinghies ferried people and provisions over the mile of water from the reef to the mainland. Then fear swept through the company anew. For one by one, the adventurers of the Sea Venture began to realize the land Admiral Somers had sighted was not America, but rather the notorious Devil's Islands, more feared and more carefully avoided by ocean voyagers than any other corner of the globe. Only demons lived there, on Devil's Islands, it was said. The shrieks of the demons had been heard repeatedly by passing ships, and yet for now at least, the Sea Venturers were safe. And safe they would remain, for the wreck of their ship was used to build 2 smaller vessels, which eventually carried them to Jamestown, and when William Strachey's final hurricane account was written and reached England, it was read by another William named Shakespeare, who was thus inspired to write a now famous play called The Tempest. And Devil's Islands, which had provided a haven for the wind-swept seafarers, well, it was soon discovered that no real devils lived there. The cries which had been heard by seamen in days gone by had been the squealing of wild boars, wild pigs, and thus was civilized. A little island chain sleeping 1,000 miles from the Florida coast, a tiny speck in mid-Atlantic, a welcome needle in a hellish haystack, a place now called a paradise. Bermuda. And now, you know the rest of the story.